The first reading this morning is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah was a prophet for the Jews, for Judea, for Jerusalem. And as a prophet, he always spoke the mind and the will of God. And he's telling the people some news in this reading. And it's two parts. One part is he has bad news from God, and the second part he has good news from God. So the bad news first. The bad news he's saying to all the people of Jerusalem and Judah and Israel, he was saying, you are moving further and further and further away from the wisdom of God. You are moving further away from the will, the mind of God. You are breaking the contract that you made with Moses and God in the desert. And he says, this is bad. You're becoming pagans. And you know this because you are fearful now. Everything is collapsing in your world. You're sensible enough to know that politically your world is collapsing. Spiritually, your world is collapsing. Emotionally, your world is collapsing. He says you're filled with fear, and rightfully so. And here's the bad news. God is going to purify you. And purification is painful. It's purification by fire, by struggle, by disaster. And he says, everything you have will be taken away from you by a foreign power. They will come and they will take your city, your temple, your homes, and they will put you into exile. And of course, that's a rather disastrous message. But it happened. The Babylonians came in and destroyed everything. All the houses in Jerusalem, the temple in Jerusalem, the government, the high priest, everything was destroyed. And they were taken into exile. But this was purification. And then he gives the good news. And he says, after you've been purified, there's good news. God is coming to you. God is going to come to you, and he's going to touch you. And he's going to heal you. The blind will see. The lame will walk. The deaf will hear. The mute will speak. God will touch you, and you will call him by a name. You will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And his parents will call him a name, Jesus, which means he saves. Well, that was the prophecy. And then we get today's gospel. And you can't understand today's gospel until you understand that first prophecy from Isaiah, written 500-600 years before the event that's in the gospel. And one day, Jesus is up in pagan territory, Tyre and Sidon, the Decapolis, the 10 pagan cities, and he's preaching, he's speaking the word of God. And they bring to him a man who is deaf and mute. Now just think of that. If you can't hear and you can't speak, you can only see, you are in isolation. And this man has lived in isolation all the years of his life. He can only see, but he can't say anything. He can't hear anything. And they bring this man to Jesus, and Jesus takes him off by himself. This is strange. Jesus usually doesn't do this. The miracles are usually in public. But in this case, he takes this man off by himself, and he does something strange. He touches the man with his finger, and he touches the ear to open them. And he spits on his finger, and he touches the man's tongue, and the man can speak. So he can hear, and he can speak. Now, those of us who have wasted hours and hours of our lives on YouTube know that there is a section of YouTube that has all these little short videos about people who suddenly, due to this new implant, can hear. people who have been deaf all their lives, and they give them this implant and they can hear. And the videos are capturing the moment for the first time that they can hear. And it's always very moving. One of the most moving is a little boy, I'd say he's a year and a half, 2 years old, and he's never heard, and they give him the implant, and his parents speak to him, and the little boy just, he's shocked, he stops. And then his eyes get big, and his little finger reaches out to where the sound came from, his parent. It's beautiful. Some of the other people, even the adults, begin to cry when they first hear. It must be unbelievably moving. And the people who administer these implants try to get the first sound that these people hear be the sound of someone important to them. The first sound that little boy heard was the sound of his parent. And sometimes for an adult, it's the sound of their parent or their spouse. And you can tell that the parent or the spouse getting ready to speak the first sounds have prepared, what am I going to say? And they generally say two things. Number one, the name, Tommy, Betty, and then an idea, I love you. Tommy, I love you. Betty, I love you. Well, that's the most beautiful thing to hear. And if that's the first thing you're hearing, that's beautiful. So it must be marvelous for this man to suddenly hear and then to be able to speak. Now, that's amazing, isn't it? Because we know it takes a very long time to learn to speak, and if you've never heard any sounds, you have nothing to imitate. And you don't know how to move the lips, or the muscles, or the vocal cords. It takes a baby a very long time to learn to speak. And this man has never heard or never spoke, but once touched by Jesus, he speaks plainly. This is truly a miracle. He speaks as if he had years of training on how to speak. So this is a very unusual. And what's going on here? Well, remember that first reading? Someday, in your distress, in your struggle, God will come to you, Emmanuel. And he will open your ears and open your lips. This is Jesus saying to the people, I am the divine Messiah. I am God. That's why he does it in private. He does not want his enemies to know that he's revealing himself to be divine. They'd accuse him of blasphemy. And that, of course, is what his ultimate charge was, blasphemy. But Jesus is revealing here that he is Emmanuel, the divine God, who restores us to our senses, restores us to wisdom, clear thinking, who restores us to salvation, to life, the fullness of life. We can see, we can walk, we can hear, we can speak. We can know God. We can recognize God. This is the perfection of wisdom. To know that God is with you, God touches you, God gives you life everlasting. This is truly a miracle. And it happens not just to this man, but to any of us who live in some kind of isolation from the wisdom of God. When we don't hear correctly or see correctly or speak correctly, God is there to touch us and to give us the fullness of life. This is truly Jesus who saves. And Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God who touches us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.